Arizona Science is supported by Research Corporation for Science Advancement.
For AZPM, I'm Leslie Tolbert, Regents Professor Emerita in Neuroscience at the University of Arizona, and this is Arizona Science. Our guest today is Donata Vercelli, Regents Professor in Cellular and Molecular Medicine in the University's College of Medicine and Director of the Arizona Center for the Biology of Complex Diseases. Donata is particularly expert in genetic and environmental mechanisms that underlie complex lung diseases. Welcome, Donata.
Thank you, Leslie.
Tell us about your work on how the environment we grow up in actually has a huge impact on our lung health, particularly in relation to asthma.
Most people who work on asthma work on what makes you asthmatic. Our angle is a little bit the opposite of it and is what protects you from becoming asthmatic.
So you've worked with Amish children and Hutterite children. I know there's sort of genetic similarity, but they're raised in very different ways that have given you a really important new insight into what causes asthma.
Indeed. By total chance, at the breakfast one morning at a scientific meeting, I was approached by someone who told me about the Amish and told me, you know, I follow these Amish children out there in Indiana. They are traditional farmers, and I go there. I'm an allergist, and no one ever comes to my clinic. Can you find a way for us to understand why it is basically that in this population there is no asthma? And so immediately the thought came to me that I had at hand a similar population of farmers with a similar background, historical background, and presumably genetic background. And those were the Hutterites. The Amish are traditional farmers. Their children live and grow up in these very small farms where they have essentially unimpeded access to and contact with livestock primarily, and have no asthma, essentially, and no allergies. The Hutterites are very sophisticated, very highly technically industrialized farmers, and they have developed their operations in such a way that essentially their children have no contacts with animals or no contacts with anything in the farm until they go to age 6 or 7 years of age.
What's the difference in the environment of the baby, the young child? Is one in the barn all the time playing with animals and the other dealing with plastic toys?
What is extraordinary in when we looked at the Amish and the Hutterites is that in these respects, the thing that was different is the way in which they farm and everything that comes as a consequence of it. If you have a farm with thousands and thousands of cows, as the Hutterites do, those stables are perceived as being dangerous places because, of course, you have this enormous amount of animals. And in fact, whereas the Amish stables are a few yards from the house, the Hutterite stables are sometimes miles away. So they are a different world, and children are not let in until they are, as I said, 6 or 8 years old. And so if you are exposed to this very intense amount of bacterial, microbial products in those first 2-3 years of life, that's when you are set on a trajectory away from asthma, and that's what happens in the Amish. And this is a consequence of the way they live.
And is this because you're... body starts to make antibodies against the substances that you're breathing in and swallowing and so on?
In part, not only. It's really what we think now is that it is a complete programming or reprogramming of not just antibody-making cells, but the whole innate immune system, the interface between our immune system and the microbial world is differently shaped, so to speak.
That's so remarkable that this huge difference in what the infants and young children are exposed to has such a huge impact on the occurrence of asthma or the protection from asthma. Absolutely remarkable. Donata Vercelli is a leading expert in the immunology of asthma. thanks very much for sharing your research with us. You can listen to this and all Arizona Science Conversations at azpm.org/Arizona Science. I'm Leslie Tolbert.
Thank you to Research Corporation for Science Advancement for their support of Arizona Science.